You have questions. Find your answers at starspsychics.com.
Hello, I'm Natalie, owner of starspsychics.com. I am dedicated to providing affordable access to spiritual advisors. Here are two satisfied clients who will tell you what it's like to work with me.
Quoting Jackie.
It's a comfortable site. Everybody is so friendly. They treat you like family.
Barb added this about Natalie.
She's a kind and caring person who gives accurate readings.
You have questions? Find your answers today at starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Welcome, everyone. This is Natalie, also known as Starscast, which I say every week. Candy is on, and I've got some beautiful readers also besides Stars Priestess Candy Ransom, and I'm going to bring each one of them on to talk about their gifts, how they got started. But first, I want to make some announcements about Stars. Of course, we have our specials going on. For first-time clients, 10 minutes for $10. We also have one question for $5. That a lot of people do that, believe it or not, the one question for $5, and it's kind of neat. It's a new thing that we did. We're also, you know, we have specials. We have regular rates. We have member rates. And if you go into your account after the second or third time and you pay the full price, you'll notice that there'll be something that will pop up that'll say, you know, you're eligible for a membership and you save money on that, so you can do that. And also mysticlivingtoday.com. I'm sending out emails to get excerpts and poetry and features and PR, you know, press releases. And this month, I mean, I say this every month, but this month, I mean, my participants and the publicists and they're sending me 3 and 4 articles at a pop. So one publicist said, "Oh my God, this thing is going to be huge." But I love doing that. And the people that I'm going to have on the show, you're going to know. A couple of them have known me a really long time, and they know I thrive on this. I love doing this. I Stars is like a family, and I'm sure they're going to tell you that. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in Stars Priestess Candy Ransom. How you doing tonight, Candy?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes. Well, Candy, I've got to tell everybody about what Candy does. You know, Candy does the marketing. You'll see her posts on Facebook. You'll see them on Twitter. She kind of does all of that. She does videos on Instagram, and she runs with it. I'll give her the information, the content, and she just runs with it. And it's kind of nice. I don't worry about it. It's all done. And it's kind of, you know, it's a neat thing for me because I don't have to worry about it. Now, Candy, tell me, how did you get started reading? What was your first, what's the first thing that happened to you that made you realize, I want to do this. I would like to do this for others.
That's a great question. Well, it seems that I was just born this way. I was, in my hindsight, you know, after I got old enough to understand what was happening, I realized that I was just naturally born a psychic medium. When I was very small, I can remember always being able to know things were going to happen before they happened. Connect with those who had passed on into the beyond, people who had been dead for sometimes decades. And I was given the opportunity as a child to live in an open environment with no restrictions on and no limitations on my imagination and who I am. And I didn't even realize it until I got grown that my parental units knew something that I did not know whenever I was growing up. Everything was normal. I mean, whenever I told them about experiencing, seeing people, you know, see through people talking to me in my waking hours, they didn't seem to think anything abnormal about it. They would, I would tell them that something was going to happen, and it would come true. And they didn't think it was anything abnormal, and they didn't treat me like I was anything different. And I honestly, until I was about 12 or 13 maybe, I didn't know that everybody couldn't do that. Or, you know, and
yeah.
And through my childhood years, I had started exploring different things, I realized that I could hear what other people were thinking in my mind. I could hear them. And I started studying that before I was even 10 years old. I got one of them books from the book fair thing at school, and it was about telepathy. And I read it all the way through and things. But so I guess it's something that just always came natural, and my parental units helped me grow my gifts and didn't put any restrictions on me like normal society would, telling children, oh, that's not right. You can't do that. That's of the devil. You're crazy. You know, so it's been something that I've developed my whole life, basically.
Well, you're lucky, you know, too, Candy, because a lot of times there are people that are listening or will listen to the show, and they'll say, well, you know, I'm afraid to say anything, and I'm sure my other advisors will think the same thing, and so they keep quiet about it because they're afraid. Now, I have a granddaughter who sees things, but she only talks to me about it. I mean, she's real funny. You know, I mean, when she sees me, she'll say, come on, Grandma, I want to tell you something. I got to tell you something. And but she's open to it, and so I'm really, really pleased. Tell me something, Candy. How did you find stars? Do you remember? I mean, you have been with me 8 years.
Yeah, since 2012, yep.
Yep.
There was another advisor that I had gotten acquainted with online, on the internet, and he and I had been talking and stuff for some years, and he sent me a message one day, an email, and it was a link to Stars Psychics.
Yeah,
and with a nice little introduction, and you know, to the Stars platform, talking about you, Natalie, and you know, just how wonderful these things, this site really is. So I went and I clicked on it, and I went wandering around in the virtual world of Star Psychics Advisors portal, and I said, this seems really nice, and it just seemed like, it felt like something I was supposed to do. It just felt right. And so I filled out the Advisors application, and before I knew it, you and I were in a phone interview, and then it wasn't long after that. Yeah, I had my own profile, and I was like, whoa, would you look at this? And, you know, I feel very fortunate. I feel very fortunate, and I feel very blessed to have come in at that time and be here and help and watch Stars grow to what it is today.
Right, right. And, you know, some of you that are listening don't realize that I started back with America Online, and I worked for America Online. And all of this, I mean, Planet Stars was my first site, and a couple of the gals will attest to that. Planet Stars was it. I mean, you know, the Internet was not like it is today. There was Internet Explorer, and there was America Online. There wasn't all these other browsers. They came about long after that. So, you know, Planet Stars, I had created a room. We had chat rooms on America Online, and that's how I met some of the other gals that are with me tonight. They kind of wander. Well, they'll tell their story. I mean, some of them, and I don't even remember how I met them. All I know is they've been with me a long time. So when I worked for America Online, I joined a group called Crystal Ball. And because somebody said to me, why do you call everybody Stars? I said, well, first of all, Crystal Ball, the prefix was CB. I was CB Natalie, or so-and-so was CB David, or CB Kathy, or whatever. We all had to have a CB in front of our name. And I kind of liked that, but I really, to tell you the truth, I thought it was kind of dorky because I thought there should be something better than that. I mean, to me, should have been Crystal Ball Natalie. I don't know. I would laugh to myself about it, but I followed what they wanted to do. But then, you know, the rooms, you had to host a room, and you had to do it before you could start reading in the room. And now, mind you, you didn't get paid. There was nothing. I mean, you just worked for America Online, and then eventually you got your service paid for. But when you were a reader in one of the rooms, you had to do 2 hours back-to-back-to-back-to-back readings. Well, That's a long time. But you know what? The whole thing is and was is that it was an honor to work for them. It was very prestigious. Everybody, they followed all the rules. They did everything. But the one time we had a big meeting, and this is really got what got me thinking about doing my own thing, we had a big, huge meeting, and the lady who was in charge of it, she said hi to everybody. There was a lot of us. There must have been 400 of us. And, you know, everybody said hi, and she individually said hello to everyone. Well, I said hello to her. She totally ignored me, and I tried several times. Well, I sat back in my chair, and I thought to myself, well, for one thing, I will never do that to anybody. I don't care if I have 700 people working for me. I don't care. I will address each and every one of them. And we had a lot of time. She could have done it. She could have gone off to the side and said, hello, how are you? Nothing. Well, that set me off on a track, I guess, or gave me a little bit of momentum. But I then decided that I wanted to have a website. And that was not simple then. And now it's easy. You can do these websites, and they're like, you know, nothing. Now, STARS is very complex. It's a bunch of databases, actually. But Planet STARS, you know, we had our reading room, and two of the readers that are on tonight worked with me. They know. They'll talk about it. And we had fun. Then we went over to the Microsoft community. I had that also when Microsoft had its own thing, and we had shifts, an hour, hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours long, in both from 7 to 11 at night, Monday through Sunday. This was no joke. That's how popular those reading rooms were. And I think they still have them on America Online right now. Not like we did. I mean, there was lots of them. But you built a reputation. But that really didn't do anything for Natalie or STARS Cast to present Planet STARS. Then I decided I had a group meet at my house to do a magazine. Natalie, you can do this. Well, you know, it was kind of dumped in my lap because I thought, oh, I don't know. God, this is going to be so tough. I mean, they want to do this, but they wanted me to do it because I was the owner, right? And they had faith in me, and they knew I could. And those ladies that were with me at my house, I have only heard from one of them. Several of them passed away. But they really kind of nudged me. You know, every once in a while you need a nudge. And I said, okay. So I had a webmaster that was more of a savant. I had not like the one I have now for 9 years, but he was difficult to reach. But we got it. We pulled it together. It was simple, nothing like it is today, nothing. So, you know, I had 25, I think the STARS Owl and Amber Cat will attest. I must have had probably 25 readers that I had that would circulate the rooms and do all of this. And of course, we wanted to do paid readings, so we did that. And then, you know, things started to change with America Online, and the Internet got bigger and bigger. There were so many things out there, and lots of places that people could work on, lots of platforms. And so I then thought to myself, well, I always had the names STARS Cast, STARS Psychics, STARS Psychic. I've got a bunch of them because the man that was my webmaster liked the prefix STARS. And the way I got that was, is I was an astrologer, and I just didn't want to name it STARS. I wanted something unique, you know, something different. And so I did that, chose STARS, and he said, okay, we're going to get them all. So we did. I got every domain I could get my hands on. I still have them because we didn't want anybody to grab them, see? And that was what you had to do, is you had to secure your place. And he said, okay, which one do you want to use? I said, well, STARS Psychics. I've got 25 readers, and, you know, I want to bring them all. I want to bring them all over. Well, he started STARS, but he couldn't do what Tony did. Tony is the one that's my webmaster for 9 years. I think we're going on our 10th year because it took a couple of years to build STARS. And you know, he kind of gave me some ideas, and then he sort of disappeared. And then it wasn't really a stroke of luck. I found Tony to redesign the magazine, and then I said to him, now I've got something else in mind. So he came over, and we talked. Now, mind you, the ladies that are listening, I had to show him what it was like to be a client and then to be a reader or a /advisor. So one week I'd be the reader and he'd be the advisor, and we would reverse roles because I wanted him to know what I wanted in the chat rooms. Now, those chat rooms that are there, that belongs to me. That's owned by Planet Stars, Inc. And it was, you know, I had to have it all developed. We had to bring in people to create it, to make it work right. And, you know, we had to keep testing and testing, but it took 2 years. And finally, he said, well, I think it's going to work. I hope. And so, mind you, I had all the readers ready to go, so pulled them all in. And, of course, I got a lot of applications. I think at one time when I first started STARS, like when you joined, Candy, I probably had 150 readers. Okay?
Actually,
it doesn't matter how many you have. You want them all to be working.
At one time, Natalie, I remember we had 212 at the max.
Probably. Well, eventually they left and they didn't show up and all of that. But my core, and I have my core tonight with me, some of them. I mean, there's others. They signed on. We interviewed and they stuck with me. Now, I'm going to move on to the two that have been with me. Well, they'll have to say, I guess 20 years maybe. So let's go with STARS. Amber Cat.
Let me open the door for Amber. Hello?
Hi. How are you? Okay tonight? Oh, she can open the door.
Yes, I'm doing fine. Thank you. I'm getting
okay.
an echo.
Yeah, are you on a speakerphone? You'll get an echo if you're on a speakerphone.
No, I've got a microphone. I've got a headset. I've got my gaming headset.
Okay, you're okay.
I
don't hear the echo.
Good.
You're fine.
Okay,
we're
great then.
Yes, so tell me. You've been with me at least 20 years, right?
I think so. I know that I can count 14 years from the last big change because I was in Scotland. I live in Ireland, and I was taking weaving class in Scotland when my friend had a baby, and I was just together with them, and she's 14 now. We've actually been together longer than that, but it's at least 14 years, probably more like 20.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
now you
have
a unique way of reading, so tell us a little bit about that, and how did you find STARS? How did you find me?
I had a friend who lives in a nursing home. She's a family friend. She was at our wedding, and she's in a wheelchair and quite disabled, but she was a reader for you years ago, probably those 20 years ago or so, maybe 15 again, more or less. And she was reading runes for you. And she was telling me about this job she had reading runes. And then she introduced me, and she knew that I did the psi cards, and the rest is kind of history. I had I was very impressed because you actually had me do a reading, and I thought, you know, this is real. This is a real site. I can work with this lady, and I can work on the site because it's not a sham. It's for real. And
right.
I was very impressed.
Thank
with
you.
That. Even though my friend can no longer do this kind of work because I'm still in touch with her. She's doing okay. But it's been many years since she's done this kind of work. I'm very grateful to her for getting me to STARS. But that's kind of how that happened.
Yeah, you were probably in the America on the AOL rooms, I betcha, right?
I was not on AOL, but I joined AOL so I could be on STARS. So that was how that worked. I did both AOL rooms and the Microsoft rooms. I remember them very well. I remember all the fun we had and
juggling all those shifts. And I had somebody keep track because people could only get a reading once every 30 days. Remember that? Oh, my God. And, I mean, I'm telling stories. The people that are listening, they have no clue what it was like. It's totally different.
No, they don't. They don't. But on the other hand, it was really nice to be able to provide something for people. But like you say, the internet changes and many things have changed. And, you know, how they rate things changes, how people find things changes. It's just, you know, it's constantly moving. moving situation.
Constantly.
I started reading for friends and things about probably 30 years ago, and that was when I found the deck I still use primarily. I use some other decks as well. Excuse me. But I read it from a deck called the Psi Cards for the most part, and it is a deck that was invented by a man who was very influenced by Carl Jung. It's sort of like reading with a major arcana deck, but it has cards in it that people recognize, like one that says work or one that says, you know, mother, things like that. And in the tarot, there are cards that mean those things, but to me, they're not as accessible for the client. So I like that deck. And then I also sometimes will read runes on request. I'm not as skilled as it as my friend was, because she's been doing it for many decades. But I can read the runes. And I also have another deck called the Psychic Tarot, which is very similar to, which is larger than the Psy Cards. But what I'm using them for is impressions. Basically, ever since I was a little tiny girl, people would come and ask me questions and things, and I would just babble about stuff. And I realized, like Candy, it wasn't so much that I heard the Saw of the Dead, but it was more that I just knew a lot about people, and I thought everybody else knew the same thing about other people. I didn't realize that this was like something unusual until I was really about 12 or 13. And to make a long story short, basically over time, I've been able to use that gift along with getting impressions and psychic information off the cards. So when people ask me a question, I then use the cards or the runes to sort of get impressions and help them find that answer. So that's sort of the way that I do things. And it's, I don't really do a much mediumship or anything directly, although I can use the cards to, like, if somebody wants to know if their grandmother has a message for them, we could look and see if there's something in the cards. The same way with pets, I'm happy to read for, you know, kitties and both animals that are living and dead. What I'm not real good at is finding things. I warn people ahead of time that that's probably what I do with that is just, you know, I try to pass that on to somebody else, because my record with that is not that great. But I'm very good at picking up impressions from cats and dogs and giving messages and things, or they want their owner to know something. So that's something else I found the cards work well for.
And it's worked well for you. And I know sometimes you would leave because you'd have things, you were moving and all of that, but you're back now on Stars. And living where you live, I mean, I know the internet can be a problem for you. Sometimes you'll say, oh, Natalie, I'm having trouble with the internet, you know, but it's all good. You know, I mean, I've known you in forever, and so it's just all good for me. Well, I'm glad you made it tonight. And, you know,
yeah.
You can reach her as Stars Amber Cat on starpsychics.com. Same thing with Stars Priestess Candy Ranson, and various times they'll be on, and you just have to watch for them. And also in every profile, you have the ability to click email, and you will be emailed when they are online. A lot of people don't even realize it, but that's part of that too. So but thank you for coming tonight, Amber Cat, My Melody. It's good talking to you. I mean, when you're in another country, you don't get to talk. You know, it's always via email and all that kind of good stuff. So I'm really, really grateful. And I am grateful you stuck with the Stars family, because that's really how I feel about all of you. I'm there for you. And, you know, I don't want to think of myself as mother, but to some I really am. To some I really, really am. And I don't mind helping and doing and all of that. Okay, so now I'm going to move on to Stars Owl. She's another one that's been with me a long time. Started on, you were on America Online. I know you were in the chat rooms, right?
Yes, America Online. I had forgotten about the Microsoft chats, too, for a long time. I totally blocked that out of my head.
Yeah, well, that was, so long ago. But, you know, there's a lady that's listening right now. She's known me 20 years, too, and she's probably laughing because she remembers all of that. And, you know, that was fun. I mean, it was all fun. So those of you who are listening, who will listen to the recording, you have to understand what it was like for us. it was unique.
Yes.
Some would do a shift in the AOL room, and then maybe they'd wait an hour, and, I need you over in Microsoft. She'd bounce over there.
Yeah.
Same thing with AmberCat. But they enjoyed it, and you have to understand they did it for free. Now everything is about the money. And that's why I try to keep the rates low enough because I want everybody to be able to afford something. I mean, I'll give minutes away. I mean, the readers don't even know that, but I do give minutes to the clients. Sometimes for birthdays, sometimes if I see they're spending a lot of money, I'll give you some minutes. I mean, that's what I am. That's who I am, and that's what I do because it's not about the money. And that's why STARS is different. And Owl and AmberCat and all of you, Kedra, you'll realize I'm just different than all the other sites. You know, I'm just, STARS is not like the others. STARS is not about, it's not a money-making machine. Like I called Google when I first started STARS, I called them. And I told them they were a money-making machine. I got this guy, and he said, well, why don't you get an ad? I said, well, the reason I don't get an ad is I'm going to tell you. I said, because you favor, and it's, I still have a bone to pick with him. You favor those who get the ads. And what do? They're all on the first page. So yours truly can never get on the first page. Well, now we're at the top of the second page. And I told him then, and I would tell him now, we will earn our way. We will not pay our way. And we have. And, you know, 8 years is a long time to be with a site. And all of you know, I work really hard at this. I mean, you don't even know the things that I do, but I'm always pushing. And I told the story earlier about, you know, STARS JC and I were laughing so hard last night because she said, go look in this search engine. Let's see where we are. Let's see where we are. We were laughing so hard because, and you girls will love this, AmericaOnline.com, we're on the first page for online psychic chat. Yahoo.com, we're on the first page. Now, America Online is still big in its own right. It's basically used as a browser. They have chat rooms and stuff. Now, like it used to be, you know, that was the gig. That was it. If you didn't work there, you didn't work anywhere. There was Prodigy also. You could work there. But America Online was top drawer. That was it. That's where you worked, and Microsoft, of course. But so that's, you know, that's the whole thing with that. And so, Al, I want you to tell everybody, how did you realize you had a gift? What made you want to start reading?
I had a reading done for me. I had always had psychic vibes. Is why my cousin and I used to call them vibes. We didn't call them psychic anything. And I had a reading, and by the time that reading was finished, I knew I could read the cards. So I started learning, and then I realized that this really all started with me back when I was like 3. I had gone into a coma. I had encephalitis, and I went into a coma, and I remember the moment that I came back to body, because my guardian angel was sitting next to me. And she says, it's time to go back. And since then, it's been a journey, you know, one step at a time. I have had a lot of family issues that I've had to take care of. So I'm not online as much as I used to be. But I don't think I've ever done a chat with you on the phone before like this.
No. I don't think we did an interview like this either. Most of the time, I would take you into a room. Like, yeah, I would go through Yahoo or America Online or something like that.
I use the card somewhat, not much anymore. It's really psychic medium, and once in a while, I'll kick in astrology depending on what I need. But it's just a matter of making a connection with the person and concentrating. It seems to work for me that way.
And so it's unique. Okay, so then you knew you had a gift, and how did you find STARS?
I think I when you mentioned Crystal Ball, I remember Crystal Ball, so I think I might have connected with you through there, and we started talking. And, you know, on AOL, they had the instant messages, and I think we used to do a lot of talking in there, and then I got into the rooms from there.
Yeah.
And I saw all the changes come around, and I just kind of hung in and watched what was going on. And you stayed consistent, so that made me want to stick around.
Yeah, I keep thinking of ways. Now, you know, we had a lull in business. Now it's like flying. And I don't know if being on where we are in the engines is helping. I have no clue. You can't gauge it. all you can do is, you know, I have two sets of analytics going, and I look at all of them. I look at both of them. I know where everybody's coming from. I know who's landing on the site. I know how they got, if it was a referral, if it was through a keyword.
Mm-hmm.
I know all that. But the thing of it is that, you know, it's really tough. It's a tough business because there are so many sites out there. So not just big ones.
Oh,
there are smaller ones. And so, you know, people are
some
looking
of them
around.
Fade.
And they're. Go ahead, honey.
Some of them, yeah, some of them fade away, though. I mean, your site is always there.
Yeah, some of them left. Some of them came after Stars. But they don't even know the longevity that I have. They have no idea the floor experience I have because they'd have to talk to me. Now, I did talk to somebody on another site that was a manager there, and they came after Stars and after Planet Stars, of course, and she said she thought I was amazing. I said, why? She said, well, look how long you've done this. I said, yeah, but you got to understand something. I love this. I love what I do. I love the people that surround me. I really do. I mean, I'm not a glutton for punishment. I'm treated kindly. If they need something, they email me. They can always call me if they have to. And she said, you know, she said, sometimes, you know, it's such a drag for us. It's the same thing. But you see, the difference between Stars and all the other sites, Al, is that we have a blog. We have an emporium. Okay? It also has a magazine. Not it's off of Stars. And so there's a lot of things going on. It's not just readings.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's the key. And I'm going to be changing the emporium a little bit, too. I'm going to be shifting things around. We're going to make it a lot better. And I just think that the more you offer, the better off you are. People will come, and I people just come just to look at the site. Well, you know,
yes.
we want them to purchase, of course. But sometimes it takes a while, and that's why the free reading rooms work, gals. You know that is because sometimes
mm-hmm.
you get a reading. But we have it. We do have a free reading room off of Planet Stars, and Owl and Amber Cat have worked it, and I don't know if Candy's done it, but Stars JC runs the thing. But it's just so difficult to get people doing that again. And you know what? I just thought of something. Maybe it's time to rev it up. You know, maybe it's time. Maybe people want little samples of how you read, not just go in and make a purchase and, oh, I don't like them. I want my money back, blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe it's time to kind of ramp it up a bit. And the only reason I have not done that is I don't want to take away from the readers making their income. And that's why it's off of Planet Stars. It's not got anything to do with Stars. So I'll think about that. Maybe you guys will come up with some ideas. If you come up with an idea, let me know. I'd be happy to talk
sure.
to you about it. You know, I'm always open for new things, and I want to change things. And, you know, I've been doing this, oh, my God. Well, 20 years for Planet Stars. It's the 20th year. The magazine is, 1998, it's 20 years. It's 19 years for the magazine. Every year, same thing, every month, better and better. So, you know, and I worked for America Online for 6 years. You know, so I've been doing this a long time. And I never thought I would have a group of people that I feel are so devoted that just love what they do. And you have to like me a little to be around, but it's not about me. It's about all of you. And so I think I'm getting all these ideas in my head, and I don't know where they're coming from. And I'll just talk with JC about it because she'll type away. Okay, I'm taking notes. She's so funny. You know, I'll say, Jackie, are you taking a memo? Yes, I got it. But maybe. Maybe I'm going to start to promote each and every one of you in the blog because I'm telling you, that blog is driving us up in the engines because it's about content. It's about keywords. It's all about all of you. And, you know, and it's a crossover to the magazine. It really, really is. I mean, that's not separate. That's just a part of everything. So think about, all of you, think about your ideas and send them off to me. Let's get something moving here. Let's make some changes, because, you see, the other sites can't do that because they don't have what we have to offer. They can't grow any more than they are except add more readers. That's all they can do. We are a complete site, and that's what I wanted to create, a place where everybody could come for whatever they need. And I remember when I started Planet Stars, because the first webmaster said to me, well, why are you doing this? And that's exactly what I told him. But it took years to bring about everything that's there. But I'm getting all these ideas in my head. You guys are just sparking everything for me. This is just so wonderful. It really is. Now I'm going to bring
that's
on
awesome.
Stars Kedra. Kedra's been with
Hi
me,
there.
Oh, I don't know. How long, Kedra?
I don't know.
I have to look. I could look at where your app was when you're, and I can look and do that while we're talking.
Is it 7 years?
Well, the site, Candy, the site is 8 years old, correct?
2012, right? Yep.
Yes, 8 years old. Okay. So it's 8 years old. So I don't know. How did you, Kedra, how did you find Stars in the first place? Were you just browsing the internet or what?
Yes, I was. Absolutely. Always looking for a new site that is just more like a smaller group of people, more friendly,
right.
More like a family, because I worked at Arena. Actually, I was the spokesperson, you know, the one that they put in front. And you make a lot of money, but it's poorly run. And as you know, it's not as great as, you know, when they have all kinds of people from India, psychics and whatnot, and everybody and their family. Arenum is a real joke. You know what I mean?
Well, there's a lot of sites, and we don't want to knock anybody down. I mean, you know, I wish them well.
It's not knocking down, but I went from that to you, where it's more, you know, I'm really helping someone who really needs my help instead of just having a
And so all of you are listening to this, and you're all probably shaking your head. Yes, I agree.
Sometimes less is more.
True. Okay, I looked up on your app. You applied, believe it or not, you applied November 5th, 2015. That's when you applied.
You know what? I can't even remember because I'm in the business 30 years.
Yes.
I'm confused.
Yes,
I've been
sure if I looked at everybody else's app, because I have all the applications that, the two, Owl and Amber Cat, came with me from Planet Stars. I took everybody. I just told everybody what we were doing, and they all came. Stars Kedra, I want you to tell everybody how you got started. How did you start reading? What gave you the idea that you wanted to do this?
No, it's fifth generation Russian lineage that I come from. And my great-grandmother, to my grandmother and mother, I've seen readings. My mom uses, I forget what they call it, but she does playing cards. Wasn't tarot cards.
Oh, cartomancy.
Then.
Yep, that's what I use, playing cards.
And,
uh-huh.
And we do teacups and coffee readings. So it's in my heritage, and I saw that since I'm born. And then we're all born with it. I have three sisters. And we're all born psychic like that. And, you know, watching my mother and always people coming over and getting readings. And then you start going to readers as well, because you don't want your mom reading you because you've got private things going on. So I went to a reader. And then I said, or many things, I would sometimes have a dream and tell my mom, I had a dream and something happened. And she said, oh, my God, you're going to be psychic, or you are psychic. So, you know, it was very familiar to me. I was born with it, too. And I think I didn't really know, because I am a very creative person. So I've done many things. I was, before I went into the psychic business and really wanted to become a reader, I did other things, you know. Of course, I wasn't like doing it like a job. I think the job part started about when I was, I'd say after I did, should I say things I did? I don't know, but you know, we all have a life before.
So I really started getting serious about psychic readings when the psychic business got started on the phone lines, PRN.
Oh, yeah, Psychic Readers Network. Oh,
well,
I know
became,
all about them.
Well, I worked there. I started there. That's how I got started. Well, what's that,
I think
1990?
A lot of people did. Yeah.
Yeah, 1990 or something. So, but before 1990.
Yeah, wasn't that, that was the big thing. You did phone readings. They didn't
yes.
have what we have now.
No,
it wasn't check.
No, exactly.
Excuse me, I got a frog in my
phone.
Throat.
It was a phone
yeah,
line.
Yeah, it was phones.
That's
it was
right.
all phones. Yep.
And I was busy, very busy, of course, you know, but I didn't know what kind of business that was. I'm not a business person. Like I said, I'm a creative person. So for me, everything is very emotionally charged, you know, my soul, with my spirit. Then I started working on, I went on my journey, my spiritual awakening, a journey which led me to want to just give to others. And that's what brought me into, you know, working as a psychic.
Yeah, you know, and I think all of you have said about the same thing, that you wanted to be someplace that, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of good sites out there, but you wanted to be someplace where it was smaller, you felt like you were a part of something, and that's what
yes.
I wanted Stars to be. That's why when it started off really big, because I was excited and, oh, God, all these people are applying. I mean, I have right now almost 3,000 applications sitting in the site.
Wow.
And, and they'll write, well, why can't you hire me? Well, I'll tell you why. Part of it with me is that all of you that have been with me so long, I don't want to take anything from any one of you. I don't want to bring somebody brand new in, and I tell them that, unless we are so busy that you're saying, Natalie, I got to get offline because I'm too busy. And nobody has been like that. And part of it is, I mean, you have your regulars, but part of it is because there are so many sites out there, some of them really big, some of them small, some of them just do phones. We could do phones. I used to have this account with this group that you didn't use your phone number. Would give you a phone number assigned to you or your own phone number. But you know what? Sometimes the more you offer, it gets too complicated. And really, the people that are listening, you can access the site on your cell phone. You can use your cell phone. And what you do is when you talk in your cell phone, if you have the ability on your cell phone, it will type in the room for you. Tony and I didn't even know it until we tested it out. I said, oh, my God, Tony, did you see this? He said, yep. So you see, but I don't really even push that. I just kind of let everybody find their own way. When we send out the mailers, I'll say, you know, you can access all of the advisors on your cell phones. It's all still recorded. Because, you see, it's the type word. The word will be written, and that's why I always have the chat logs. But I don't know. You know, I have a lot of people that are really, really gifted have applied. But I really don't want it to get too big. I kind of like to maintain, and I really want one day for all of you to contact me and say, stop! I can't do this. There's too many. So you see, if I bring in new readers, some of the clients that you have right now are going to go to those new readers, and I don't want that for all of you. I mean, I'm very protective. I mean, it sounds stupid because you'd say, well, God, Natalie, you could make a lot more money. Well, but it's not about the money. You know, I just want everybody to be happy. I want everybody to sit at home in their jammies or whatever, drinking coffee. You know what I'm saying? I want you to be happy for what you do. I want on all of you to be happy. So that's why I don't bring in. I could bring in 50 readers tomorrow if I wanted to. But what good is it? It would not make me feel good. And I feel good with this group. Gradually, you know, some people get, you know, they don't log in for months and months. Then I take them off. I write to them and send them a nice letter, you know, something going on, you know, I'm going to disable your account, you know, and if you're in a position that you want to come back, especially those who have been with me a long time. I don't ever kick you off totally. And because I don't like to do that, I give everybody a chance. And that's, you know, I'm just not money oriented. I guess that's the deal. The site does really well. A lot of you have regulars that come in all the time, several times a week, sometimes several times a day. But most people don't understand when you do that on STARS, you get an email from me right away. I want to make sure that you're in a good place to do this. I don't want you to be financially hurt because of it. And that's what I do. So, see, a lot of you, those that are online with me or on the show with me, you probably didn't even know I did that. I do that because I don't like chargebacks. And I am, STARS is in the top 2% at PayPal. And I only had, believe it or not, all last year, 3 chargebacks. Now, none of you even know when there's a chargeback because I don't take it from you. I mean, unless it was $500, that's a little bit different. But that's, I do that also because I just feel you did the work, you gave your best, you're going to find people that are not going to be happy. What are you going to do about it? You know, I'm not going to get upset. I'm not going to do anything. But anyways, they complimented me at PayPal because I only had 3. And the reason I had those 3 is because they went through the bank. They weren't through the PayPal account because I win it all. I'm so high now in PayPal. I'll call. Don't worry about it, Natalie. We got it. Are you on your server? And sometimes somebody will do 5 of them at one time. And I'll see the money come back. Bing, 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 bing. And the person on the other end of PayPal will say, "Do you see it?" I said, "Yeah, okay. Have a great evening. Bye." But I know how to send documentation, and you have to know how to run the business, and that's the deal. And they don't mess with me. Clients don't mess with me because they know I've got it all backed up, and it's all good to go. So when you're in your rooms, those are your own chat rooms. I mean, I could have 5,000 chat rooms if I wanted, because that's how it can be duplicated. But when you're in there, I've got your back. Just do your readings. Be happy. Don't worry about, am I doing something wrong? They're not going to like me. Don't worry about it. I'll handle it. I've been doing it a long, long time. And I'm pleased with everybody. And the group that's on here right now, these girls, have all been with me a long time. And there's others that have been with me a long time, too. And, you know, I all they do is they make me look good and they make STARS look good. And what you need to do is go to the site, starpsychics.com, and get a sample reading. If you're a first-time client, you can get 10 minutes for $10. I mean, that's $1 a minute. I mean, some sites are giving free minutes. I did that in the very beginning, and it didn't work because they didn't convert to paid readings. And you've got to understand that, you know, you've got to keep running the business and running the site and everything that everybody that you pay. And so I think I've done a pretty good job. You know, I've not ever been, you know, in the hole at all, and STARS has maintained its own, and it's a good thing, and thanks to all of you, really, for doing that. Now, I'm going to go back to each one of you again, and maybe you want to add something, and I think we should do this again, and I don't know how you feel about, like we used to do, readings on the air. I really don't want to get into that, but I'd like to have you gals back again. Maybe we could talk on a subject, something that you want, angels,
sure.
Tarot cards,
sure.
Whatever. I think that would be a good idea. What it will do for all of you, because I'm going to have you all in the blog tomorrow, is it will promote your names. And I invited everybody at STARS, but only a handful of you. Some of you couldn't make it because it was last minute. But I think I have an opening again, I think, in March. And I think what we should do is we should, because all of you, I think, maybe Kedra, you don't read tarot cards, do you, Kedra?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, yes. You see, the first topic, we could talk on tarot cards. I will write to all of you, and same thing with you, Amber Cat. People probably don't even understand what psi cards are. I know what they are because I've known you a long time, and I know what the runes are. And we could talk on that. Even if it's only 30 minutes,
I'm
I think it's a wait.
I'm happy to do that.
See that? But you see,
I said I'd be quite happy to do that.
Good, good. What about you, Owl? You want to do something like that? Talk on a topic of some kind of your choice?
Sure, no problem.
We can do that. And Kedra, we can do that. And I know Candy will do it. Candy's with me every Wednesday. She's so faithful. She writes the show. I'm always here.
I do the descriptions. I actually, what you call program the radio shows every week. Natalie sends me the client's information, and I take that information, and there's only so many characters allowed in the description box, and I do my best to feature the guests with the pieces of description that I'm given. I go out and I find photographs of if they're authors and they are promoting books, I'll go find photographs of them and their books or whatever, you know, and I'll plug them all in. I create an event on Facebook corresponding, of course, and I'm always manning the chat room. I'm in the chat room every week. I'm not always on the air here like this. This is only the third time I've ever been on air in all these years.
But it's fun. You know, you're learning about each other. Yeah, you're learning more about me. I mean, most of you know about me, but you're learning about stars and things that are coming. And I will tell you, I've been working with a lady in Spain, and all of you will get a deck. They're going to be called Stars Tarot Cards. We have somebody, and actually it's the son of the ladies listening. He's going to do a Google app for us, and it's going to be in the Google App Store. You just have to get approved from Google, so long as it's not, you know, pornographic or something that's not really nice. I mean, these are real. Wait till you see these cards. I had to work with her. Tony got us together. And I chose the colors. They're deep purples and the pretty blues. And wait till you're just going to love them. You're just going to love them. And hopefully you'll use them. And we're going to have something that's going to be an app. It'll come from the app. It'll be the app store. But then they'll have the ability to contact all of you. They'll either get just a random three-card reading or they'll get a reading from one of you that wants to do it. And most of you are going to want to do it. And even those who do not read cards, you're going to be able to read these cards by these pictures. I mean, I don't read tarot cards at all. I read playing cards. And I looked at these and I could tell you exactly what they're like. So I'm going to have them printed up. I have to talk to somebody about it. We already have the descriptions. We have the, if somebody wants to buy them, they can learn how to read their own cards. But all of you on Stars, because especially those of you who have been with me since forever, will get a deck, and you'll be able to use them and hold them. I'm really proud of them, and I'm going to try to get them in U.S. games. I know somebody who's second in command, and I've already talked to her, and I have to find out they need prototypes and all that. But it's all ready to go. She's doing the last 17 cards, and she's designing the backs of them right now, the back. And it will be, I don't know. I'll look at them. She'll give me all different kinds of ideas. And I thought, this will be something nice, and I'm sure all of you are going to love it. I mean, I just know you will. And I've been very closed-mouthed about them because I don't want it getting all over the place that Natalie's going to have the cards. But the cards are going to be available. They'll be available in the bookstore. They'll be available wherever, because we are going to have a bookstore. I'm launching that again. That'll be coming off of Planet Stars. The bookstore will be there, and then I'll have links on Stars and, of course, links in the magazine. And I've already contacted the authors, the publicists. They're all excited. I mean, you have no idea. All these months that I've been interviewing these people, I've met from China, India, all over the world, that they submit everything to me once a month. Everybody got emails today. I send them. I don't do an automated thing. They get personal emails from me. So that's where I use my time. A lot of that, I mean, I'm not just sitting at home counting the money. I don't do that at all. I'm just like I work at warp speed. Because that's who I am, and I want all of you to know, and those of you that are listening, that these ladies that are on, I love them dearly. They've been with me, they have stood by me, and there are others on the site as well, and there's a lady listening, she's one of them too. They have encouraged me, They have made me feel like I can just do anything. And so you have to understand how beautiful they all are. They're all giving. They're not here for the money, obviously. They're just here because they want to help everybody and make it a better world, which is what I'm trying to do in my own way with the magazine and all of that. So one by one, I'm going to ask you to say something else towards the end here because we are almost at 9 o'clock, but the show runs, we can run it for an hour and a half. So, okay, Candy, do you have any final words that you'd like to say?
Oh, wow. Just I would like to remind everybody to that they can find all of our gifted and talented hand-chosen stars at stars with a Z, S-T-A-R-Z, psychics.com. And we're all listed there. And there's something that is unique about our site is we don't have a video chat, but we do have an option for those of the readers who have chosen to approve it for their profile that we can voice chat on the site with our clients. And it's there's no video involved, so I know some people don't want anything to do with the video, and I don't blame them. But, yeah, we can voice chat. Follow us on Facebook, on Twitter. We have a public group forum that you guys can get involved with and share information and talk back and forth. And planetstars.com is basically our hub where you can find all of our different sites all in one place. And we have the daily horoscopes now on starpsychics.com. So you guys be sure to check those out as well if you're interested in your horoscope every day. So.
Okay. All right. So let's move on to Stars Amber Cat. Any final words?
Just that it's been really fun to be on the show. I think we should do this again, and it gives people a chance to hear our voices. And I am one of the people with audio enabled. If people want an audio reading as well as a type reading, I'm happy to do either. And I'm sure we have some other people. I know we have several other readers who are audio enabled as well. So I'd encourage people to try that if you like phone readings.
Exactly. It's kind of in place of it. It really, really is. And thank you for coming tonight. I know it's really late for you, and I appreciate you. And we will do this again. We really will do this. I'm beaming over here. I'm just so happy with all of you. Okay, Stars All, final words. What do you have to say here?
Well, I'm impressed with this whole setup. Like I said, I've never done this before. It's very interesting. The site that we are connected to is unique to itself and offers a lot that I didn't realize even because I haven't been able to be on that much. But come in and chat with us.
Okay,
we meet on Thursday.
Kedra.
Well, we meet.
I'm on from 10 a.m. to about 10 p.m. every day. So you can find me there a lot. And I'll be happy to help anyone who needs some guidance and assistance in their life. I am an energy reader, channeler, and very different reader. And just come and check me out and check us out. And it's been a lot of fun tonight.
Thank you very much. Thanks to all of you very, very much. And know that you are really loved by me. And those that are listening, there's a lady that's listening. I'm sure she enjoyed this. As a matter of fact, I told her I wasn't going to do a show tonight. She says, you should just talk for an hour. Talk for an hour. Just tell your story. Tell your fairy tale. I'm working on a fairy tale. Tell them about the fairy tale. She encouraged me to have a show, and you know, so did Candy. And so here we are. We will do this again. I'll contact all of you, and we'll kind of figure out what we can do. Maybe one each, you know, one each time, not all of you at one time. And I think it would be a good experience and everybody gets to hear you. And so with that, I'm going to tell everybody, I always end my show the same way. And Candy hears it every week. I really, really do because it's what I believe. And that is to believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. And with that, I will say goodnight to everybody. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Really, thank you.
Thank you.
This was wonderful. Okay,
thank
I
you.
Love you. Have a good
Thank
evening,
you.
Okay?
Thank
okay,
you.
All right, bye-bye.
Natalie.
Natalie.
Yes.
I would like to remind everybody that we are Free to Love advocates, and we do promote anti-bullying. We are against bullying.
Yes.
And we have a song, and I would like to take it out. It's a song featuring Gabby Ray, and the song is Free to Love's theme song. Can we take the show out with that?
Yes, we can. Okay.
All
good night,
right,
everybody, and I'll contact all of you again. We'll do this maybe in a month or 6 weeks or something like that, okay?
Okay, good night.
Awesome. Awesome.
Good night.
And we are all free to love.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors. So get the chip off the shoulder.
Good night, everyone. Thank you. See you next week. Bye-bye.